Because this is a quiet time for everybody, and as we're getting quiet, it's wonderful if there is a reasonable amount of silence around you, so you can keep the mind silent. So please make sure that when you come in here, you do turn off the mobile phones, because they do really disturb people. Their noise is meant to disturb, that's why they have those tones, to grab one's attention. But here we're trying to keep the attention inside. So if you'd like, if you're already sitting in the meditation posture, remember your meditation posture is peculiar to you. I've seen people with the weirdest meditation postures, and I ask them, they say they're comfortable, so fine. The most important thing is that you are comfortable. And sometimes, I know that a couple of weeks ago there was somebody who asked, they had a very, very bad back or some injury or some operation, and can they just lean against the wall and put their feet out? That is also fine as well. You know, just in the back there somewhere, find a nice piece of wall, and you can put your feet out if you really need to. And usually you have to come here early to find a wall space, because that's first-class seating in any Buddhist temple. But anyway, we can start the meditation now. So if you'd like to close your eyes. With your eyes closed, bring attention to the body first of all. And settling down our body, giving it some peace, giving it some calm, giving it some kind attention. And as you are observing your body, if there's anything you can do to make your body more comfortable, please do so. Whether it's just fidgeting the bottom to make it more comfortable on the seat or the cushion or the chair, just adjusting the legs, even a tight piece of clothing, or scratching an itch. Just spend a few moments with your body. Sometimes it's surprising, in the busyness of our day, how little quality time do we spend with this important thing we call our own body. When you contemplate how little time you spend caring for your body, by which I mean not grooming it, but relaxing it, you can understand why many people get sick. Basically, because we ignore the needs of our body. But now you're giving quality time to this vehicle, your body, which carries you throughout your whole life. Body, how can I be more caring to you right now? Not only does this calm the body and give it ease, it also establishes the basic quality required for successful meditation, which is caring attention. Not just mindfulness, but mindfulness with the quality of care, kindness and gentleness. Now you've been kind and caring to your body, and the body has responded by relaxing. Now take that same attitude and apply it to your mind, to be kind and caring to your mind, by saying to your mental world, the door of my heart is open to this moment. However you feel, whatever is going through your mind in this moment, give it kind attention, a gentle acceptance, a warm being here making friends with your mind in this moment. As you're caring for the moment, deliberately abandon the past and the future. We have to carry the past and the future in many of the minutes of our day, but not now. Meditation is a freedom from the demands of the future and from the burden of things already done. We recognize the past and the future as obstacles to peace. So we deliberately avoid anything to do with the past. Set up our mindfulness to say, if you're of the past, not now, I will not deal with you. We set up our mindfulness to avoid the future. If it hasn't happened yet, we leave it alone. Instead, we put all of our care, all of our attention onto life as it happens. This moment, the present, now. just being in the moment and caring gently for this moment. As you go deeper into silent awareness, as you listen with the mind rather than talk with the mind, there's no need to give things a name or have a conversation with yourself. Instead, the mind is aware, alert, waiting in the moment, appreciating and valuing the silence. you want to start focusing on your breathing. Once the mind is calm, in the present, in a reasonable amount of silence, you find it's much easier to focus on something like the breath. To ask yourself, am I breathing in or am I breathing out? As you notice the breath, as you embrace the breath as it is, like holding hands with a good friend. You don't control your friend. You just stay by their side. Like standing by the side of your breath as it goes in to your body, leaves again. Resting the attention on the movement of air in and out of your body. Being the breath. So how do you feel towards the end of this meditation period? What's it like inside your mind? Whether it's your best meditation or not so good meditation, there's still been a change, perceptible difference from when you began. And that change, that movement into peace, into contentment, is what meditation is all about. How we slow the mind, eventually stop. Stop in time by being in the present. To stop talking to life so we can listen instead. To stop moving from one thing to another. We focus on just one thing. This moment in silence with the breath. And that creates the peace and the freedom of the mind. I'm going to ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to every sound from the gong. And only after the last ringing of the gong fades away, only after that third fading away, open your eyes to come out from the meditation.